Here go. Always a pleasure to hang out with you on a Tuesday night. So first up in news from the scene, we've got some new tour dates from this band. I'm buried alive. Yes, the Amity Affliction are hitting the road this July. Their Everyone Loves You Once You Leave Them tour is coming to Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. And on support duties, we've got Wax, Void of Vision and Nerve Damage. Got some news from North Lane, so you can now stream their Live at the Roundhouse concert for free. Yeah, apparently there were so many pirated versions of it flying around that the lads just decided to chuck it up on YouTube, so you can go watch it right now. Hey, one for you Westies, Perth Metal Festival Sleigh Fest is back and it's heading to Fremantle next month. So the WA Made Edition is going to feature 100% West Aussie bred metal. There's 21 bands on the bill, including Claim the Throne, Grotesque, Infected and loads more. That's happening on Saturday, March 27 at Port Beach Garden Bar and the Railway Hotel. You can head online for more details. Well, there's plenty of new music coming our way. We've had EP announcements from a whole bunch of homegrown favourites. So we've got Bellhaven, Rumours, Antagonist AD, also my band Red Hook, just got to give it a bit of a plug. EP's all on the way. And our Stepson have announced their debut album is coming out via Sharptone Records as well. So yeah, plenty to get excited about. And just wanted to mention some good news for Sydney. The last of the lockout laws have been scrapped from King's Cross. Yeah, so the New South Wales government's finally woken up to itself and gotten rid of this 1:30 a.m. lockout, which has just been so devastating for the live music industry since the rules were brought in 2014. But is it too little too late to reverse all the damage that's been done? You know, particularly with COVID now. Here's what Tyson Coe from Keep Sydney Open had to say about it.
So obviously there's been so much devastation caused to the live music sector. At one stage, there was a count of 176 venues, not just music venues, but also other bars and restaurants that had closed within the lockout precinct itself. Unfortunately, all of that havoc was wrecked before COVID and the global pandemic had hit, and obviously things had gotten worse since. But now with this news that the lockout laws have been lifted across all of Sydney, hopefully we can start looking to the future to rebuild. Just to get out there and support the city and support all of the incredible talent, the amazing artists and bands, because it really is a case of use it or lose it. And we have seen, obviously, a lot of people electing to stay home, even before the pandemic, but especially since then. But really, I mean, as far as the world goes, there's not too many places you'd rather be than Sydney at this point in time. So get out there, enjoy it, support the city, and hopefully more and more venues will open up in the years to come.
That's it from me tonight. Cheers, Higo. Back to you, my friend.